Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, none other than Tanisha Davis, and you are tuned in this beautiful Friday on Stardom 100 Radio. So I thank you for listening to the show. Be sure to follow the show. We're on iTunes. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud. We everywhere that you can go and look us up, Stardom 100 Radio. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, S-T-A-R-R-D-O-M 100 Radio. So before we get into today's topic, which is a really dope topic, talking about you are worth the wait, so don't cheat yourself. You are worth the wait, so don't cheat yourself. You know, we're talking about don't settle for less, like you deserve the best. Look at that. That rhymes. Okay. So before we get into today's topic, we're going to go back on this beautiful Friday. We're going to flash back to my girl, Brandy, best friend, and then we'll get started with the show. Before we get started with the show, I really want to take a moment, just a minute, to just say thank you to everyone who tunes in with us. You all are greatly, greatly appreciated. Stardom 100 has been active since 2015. What? Okay. And it's now 2019 and we're still doing our thing. We've had celebrity guest appearances. We've had entrepreneurs, some of the dopest independent artists to rock the mic on this show. So I'm super excited about that. We are looking for a co-host. So if you think you have what it takes to co-host on Stardom 100 Radio, be sure to shoot an email to stardom100radio@gmail.com. So let's get into the topic of the show real quick, and then we'll get back to my girl, Brandy. You are worth the wait. A lot of people don't know their value. A lot of people are not aware of how important they are, and because of that, they tend to settle for less. They tend to allow some things that they typically wouldn't allow or shouldn't allow, and I think it comes from settling. You know, like, we hear so many people talking about settling, don't settle, but it happens, and a lot of the reasons why it happens is because people just don't know their worth. They don't see value in themselves, and you'll go ask a person, like, do you value yourself? And they'll say, yes, I value myself. You know, of course, you know. Do you know your worth? Yes, I know my worth. Well, why are you allowing yourself to continue to be in a toxic relationship? Why are you allowing yourself to accept anything from anybody? Like, just because you love that person or you feel like that person loves you, like, you still got to establish some boundaries. Like, you still got to let that person know, like, look, I'm not going for that. Like, you're not going to do me like that. You get what I'm saying? And this goes for males and females, because it's not just the women who are getting dogged out. It's the men getting dogged out too. So you need to know your worth. You need to know how valuable you are. And that's why I wrote the book, You Are Worth the Wait. So if you go on Amazon, Look up You Are Worth the Wait by Tanisha D. Davis. This book was so important for me because I went through a domestic violence relationship, and it was, like, horrible. I went through this situation for, like, 3 years where I was dealing with verbal abuse, physical, you know. It was just getting out of hand, and it had a lot to do with me just accepting it because I didn't see my worth at the time. And if you had asked me, I would have probably said, like earlier, I would have said, oh, I know my worth. Oh, I know my value. But I wasn't displaying that because I was allowing someone to put their hands on me. I was allowing someone to talk to me any kind of way. You know, I was allowing a lot of things that I knew was not right. And a lot of times when you see people go through these physical abuse in relationships, you're like, why won't you just leave? Why won't you just get out? But it's not always that easy. It's not always that simple. You can't always just walk away from the situation. And that's how that was. You know, I had been with this guy for almost 3 years. You know, I had, you know, got involved with him, his family. My daughter was attached to him. So it was like, man, you know, and he wasn't mistreating my child. So it was like, man, how do I just walk away from this situation when, you know, like, you know, so it was really, really crazy. And again, it was because I didn't know my worth. I didn't know how valuable I was. And now to look back and to see how much I've grown to where I am now, you know, doing my thing, operating my own business. I have my own blog. I have my own radio show. I've released 2 books. You know, I do my thing. You get what I'm saying? And that's because I learned how valuable I was, how important I was. And I learned that I am worth waiting for. I am someone valuable. I do deserve the best. You know what I'm saying? And there's no shame in that, honey. Like, a lot of you be like, oh, no, your standards are too high. No, you deserve the best. Why do you not deserve the best? Why do you want to settle for less? Why do you want someone telling you, oh, your standards too high, you need to bring them down some, you need to just accept any old thing? No, you do not need to accept just any old thing. You need to accept the best for you, and you know what you deserve. Only you know what you deserve, and you do not deserve somebody that's going to mistreat you, somebody that's going to be cheating on you, lying on you, putting their hands on you. Those are things you do not deserve. So that's why I wrote this book, because I was like, man, I want other people to know their worth. And I've been through so much in my life. I grew up in foster care, and I experienced a lot of physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse throughout my youth and up into my teens. So a lot of my self-esteem was just gone. Like, I just didn't have confidence in myself. I didn't think I was beautiful. I didn't think, you know, no matter how many people were like, oh, you're a beautiful girl, I didn't think it because I was getting beat on. I was being called all kind of names, you know. And by the age of about 14, I was suicidal. I had been through a lot. My mom had, the reason why I went through foster care was because at the time my mom was dealing with drugs really bad. She was very caught up with being addicted to drugs. And then, you know, so thank God since then she has recovered. She's doing awesome. Hats off to my mom. Like, she's a beast. You know, she survived this. She overcame it. She ain't had to go to no rehab. You know, she did her thing, you know, and God is really blessing her at this moment. So I'm just truly excited that I survived it all. You know, I survived it all. Not many people can look back and say, I survived that. But I did, and I didn't do it by myself. It just came from being surrounded by good people who were teaching me my work, who were teaching me about God, teaching me how to pray, teaching me how to believe in myself again, you know, and just helping boost my confidence to the next level because I had no confidence in myself. You know, I was just ashamed of who I was because I had been through so much. And I was in a place where it was just a dark place. You know, I was struggling with accepting who I was, you know. So when you're in a place like that, you do get depressed. You do get suicidal because you're thinking, why am I here? You know, if I've been through all of these things, why am I here? So you don't know your worth. You don't know your worth. And that's how you can end up in relationships where someone is physically abusing you because you don't see no worth in yourself. You're like, I deserve this. I deserve someone doing this to me because who am I? Or what am I going to be without this person? You know, am I really going to make it without this person? All of these thoughts go into your head when you're allowing yourself to accept anything. And a lot of women and men, they get caught up in these relationships and they feel like, I can't do no better. I can't do no better. Like, this is the best I can do, you know, and that's where you start settling. It's like, oh, man, you know, I'm at this age or, you know, this person, they're attractive, you know, so I just, you know, I'm just going to deal with it. You know, it's not that big of an issue that this person does this all the time, or it's not a big issue that this person talks to me like crap every now and then. These are some of the things you just start telling yourself that it's okay to accept it because you don't know your worth. You don't know how valuable you are. And so that was the purpose of this book. Like, man, I want people to see that, like, you deserve more. You deserve more out of life. Don't let anyone make you feel like you're not good enough. Don't let anyone manipulate you into thinking that they're not replaceable. Hello, Beyonce came out with that song, that you're irreplaceable. Okay, you must not know about me. Sometimes you have got to tell yourself, like, look, y'all just don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm popping. I got a lot going on. I'm a great person. I got a good heart. You know, like, really think of how valuable you are. What are some great things about you that you bring to the table? Are you hardworking? Are you faithful? Are you loyal? Are you loving? Are you a giver? You know, do you believe in God? Do you pray? Do you, you know what I'm saying? Like, just all these great things. Think of all these great, amazing things about yourself. And that helps you see your worth. And then that way, when someone comes your way and they want to treat you like you're the bottom of the barrel, like you're trash, like, oh, you've been through this and this and that, so don't nobody want you, honey, you better hold your head up, you know what I'm saying, and let it be known, like, wait a minute, you must not know about me, okay, because I am valuable. I am worthy. I don't care what nobody say, whether you've been raped, molested, beat, whatever, you are still valuable. What somebody else did to you should not make you feel like you're not valuable anymore. You know, like $100 bill is going to be $100 bill. I don't care what you do to it. You take that $100 bill and you ball it up in your hand and throw it on the ground, it's still $100 bill. You take that $100 bill and drop it in some water, when you pull it up out the water, it's going to be wet, but when it dry, guess what? It's still $100 bill. You can take it and put it on the ground and stomp on it, jump up and down, whatever you want to do, spit on it, whatever you want to do to it, it's still going to be $100 bill. So you are still valuable. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care who lied on you, cheated on you, manipulated you, talked about you, you know what I'm saying, hurt you physically, emotionally, spiritually, whoever, you are still valuable and you are still worth it. You're still worth it. And what I want you to do is, if you're single, wait. Wait until someone comes into your life that shows you, I value you, I care about you, I love you. I love you like you love yourself. You understand? You need someone in your life that's going to love you like you love yourself. If you won't hurt yourself, then they're not going to hurt you. You need people like that in your life that really, really value you, and they're going to love you just how you love you. You know, sometimes we get caught up in getting with people that, you know, they don't love us like we would love ourselves. you know, you find yourself saying, I would never do that to you. Why would you do that to me? Why would you say that to me? I would never say that to you. So get with some people that are talking your language, who have actions that match your actions, who have work that matches your work. Even God himself judges us by our works. So you need to start looking at people by their works, their actions. How are they treating you? I don't care what's coming out of your mouth, because the Bible says out of the mouth comes blessings and curses. That means the same person to sit up there and tell you something good to turn around and curse you out and talk bad about you. Get you some people in your life. And this doesn't even just apply to relationships, but just in life in general, your friendship or whatever. You know, to get you some people that really care about you, who really want to see the best for you. You know what I'm saying? They're adding to your life, not taking away from your life. They're pouring into your life, you know, building up that self-esteem, building up that confidence, letting you know just how valuable you are. You need some good people in your life. I've cut off a lot of friends along the way that I thought would have been my ride or dies. I thought they would have been my friends for life. But what I had to realize as I started loving myself, as I started believing in myself, as I started seeing my worth, I realized that, you know what? These people are not good for me. These people don't mean me well. And I learned that. So these people do not mean me well. So it's time to let those people go. It was time to remove myself from those situations. So, again, go on Amazon and look up You Are Worth the Wait by me, Tanisha D. Davis, that's T-A-N-I-S-H-A, and order your copy of the book. Let me know what you think. Read it. Comment. Share it with me. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. Let me know if this book really, really helped you change the way you were doing things in your life, and if it helped you see your value, because you have to. Don't settle, and don't be in a rush. You know, sometimes we're single, we're rushing. Everybody around you is getting married. Everybody's finding somebody. So you're like, am I being too picky? Am I being too picky? Maybe I'm being too picky. Maybe I should just accept this person. No, if they're not treating you right, if they're not loving you and doing you right, they're, you know, don't settle. Don't get yourself trapped, because love takes time. Love takes time. It is not rushed. So take your time. Make sure that you seek God on that person before you just accept them into your life, you know, and just make sure they're for you. It took a long time for me to see my worth. It took a long time for me to see how valuable I am, you know, and to be where I am today, I'm so grateful that I'm confident. I love me, and I'm not going to let anybody in my life that does not love me. And I have been blessed now to, you know, be in a place and to be around people who do love me, who do care about me, and who do see my worth. So I want you all to go get a copy of the book. Let me know if it blessed you. You can follow me on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis, and check out You Are Worth the Wait. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Again, go get a copy of the book. It is paperback. I do not have it available yet as an ebook, but I am going to work on that for those who do love to just go ahead and get that instant access. But right now it's just the paperback. Once I release the ebook, I will be sure to let you all know. So, again, thanks for tuning in here on Stardom 100 Radio. Have a happy, happy Friday, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, and on SoundCloud. Thanks.